Let's say there's someone behind you in a walker hurting. And let's say you hear this voice, it's God, saying you should pray for her. And let's say you have in mind the things of man. Well, probably not here. Make sense? I'm not saying that you're thinking like the devil. I'm saying that Paul said, are you thinking like mere men? Are you thinking carnally minded? The carnal mind is at enmity against God. God's not against the mind. He's against the unrenewed mind. Because the unrenewed mind thinks like a mere man. And not like a man that walks with God. Not like a man that's in covenant with God. And we need to think covenant. We need to walk covenant. We need to talk covenant. We need to believe covenant. Because Jesus paid a price for you to be in covenant with God. Amen? Okay. So David like tried to shove the sandwich down my throat. Almost. You're going to eat this. David, come on, man. I'll pack my bags. He goes, is that your decision? I said, well, yeah. God told me to do it. I said, David, look, I told you before that if you ever see me slacking, if you ever see me lagging behind, if you ever see me out of it upstairs where I can't preach, I can't share, if you ever see people not getting healed wherever we go, if you ever see me not walking kingdom, if you ever see me slacking in any aspect, if you ever see me with less energy than one person in my group, I promise you I'll eat. He says, Todd, I've been watching you and I didn't see anything. So we dropped it. I didn't hear anything for 2 days later. David came up and he goes, Todd, I want you to know I stuck up for you. I said, cool. Amen. Don't bow down. If God tells you to do something, do it. But make sure it's from God. Amen. All right. We went to